Before he produced some of the biggest rap and R&B songs of the 1990s, Chucky Thompson made a name for himself in his hometown of Washington, D.C. Thompson cut his teeth playing conga drums with the late go-go pioneer Chuck Brown. He died on Monday.
It's so crazy because I've known him for a long time, and most recently we started, you know, collaborating on stuff.
That's DC rapper Kokai. He says Thompson was planning to return to go-go.
He just reminds you of your cousin. You know what I mean? He's your cousin from somewhere. You met him at a cookout or something. If you never ever met him before, you'd be like, oh, I think I know you. But you know him if you're from here.
Thompson played lots of instruments. On the interview series My Life, My Music, he said that gave him an edge in making hip-hop.
To be honest, it started there for me playing the drums, to the bass, to the guitar, to the keyboards, and then really understanding what a producer does, you know, which is basically directs all of those instruments I mentioned.
In the early 90s, he offered to produce a song for Mary J. Blige for free. Blige and her label boss Diddy, known then as Puff Daddy, were so impressed that they had Thompson produce an entire album. Here's Kokai again.
It's wild because if you watch the Mary J. Blige documentary, the way he's talking to Mary, he has all the DC colloquialisms in there. He's like Joe, young, blah, 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 you know, and he's talking to her. He's not changing. He's not putting on any airs. He DC to the bone.
Chucky Thompson became one of the hitmen, the production crew for Diddy's Bad Boy Records, and one of his assignments was to provide a beat for the Notorious B.I.G. But rather than a gritty New York sound, he gave Biggie a smooth groove with an Isley Brothers sample.
Big Papa was an enormous hit, and Thompson would have many more with artists like Faith Evans and Nas. But Thompson didn't chase after number one singles. He was asked about that for the Neo Elite podcast.
I just don't want nobody to hate the joint. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I just try to make it where, you know, people say that's okay. It just winds up being like a million people says,
yeah,
it's okay. You know what I mean?
Millions have enjoyed the songs made by Chucky Thompson. He was 53 years old.
Time on my hand since you've been away.